5:44 on this Thursday afternoon. This is Jill Dittmeyer with you once again. Well, what happens to children who have intellectual and developmental disabilities and they end up in a juvenile detention center? Well, documentary filmmaker Karen Graw wanted to find out. And tonight on WFYI 1 TV, her documentary, Children of the Dumping Ground, follows the life of 14-year-old abused boy named Justin. He couldn't read, he couldn't write, he had no family, no guardian, no legal counsel. And you're going to see that story tonight, and you will be forever changed. And Karen is joining us live in studio this afternoon. Karen, great to see you again.
Thank you, Jill. Great to be here.
You have your wonderful Calamari production company. And so tracking kids in juvenile justice is your business. How did you find Justin?
Justin is one of those stories, as a journalist, where you never intend to meet this person, yet somehow when you're out during the course of a day of your work as a journalist, you see something that just doesn't appear right to you. And that's how Justin came to my attention. I actually was inside Pendleton Juvenile Correctional Facility, which is here in Indiana.
Right near Anderson.
That's right, about 40 minutes outside of Indianapolis. And I was there filming an MSNBC series. And it was during the course of that filming that I saw this little boy who seemed so wildly out of place for this maximum security juvenile prison. And it was very apparent to me that he had learning disabilities and that he was a child of limited intellectual means. And so I started asking questions and found out he had an IQ of 40. And even though he was 14 years old, he functioned at the level of about a second grader. And so you can't see that and not ask yourself, what is going on here and how did this child land here? And that started the odyssey of Children of the Dumping Ground, which has been 6 years in the making.
And how many other Justins are there out there?
That's right. Actually, that's a great question. During the course of the past 6 years, when we tried to find out some of those numbers, what we found out sadly is there is no tracking mechanism to find out how many of these children with intellectual and developmental disabilities are ensnared in these systems. So my company, Calamari Productions, is currently working with The Arc, headquartered in Washington, D.C. The ARC has 660 chapters nationwide, and they focus on specifically people with intellectual and developmental disabilities. And we are working with them now, after we found Justin, we are working with them now to try and find out exactly how many kids with IDD are in America's juvenile justice and correction systems. And it's really, to me, been one of the extraordinary outcomes of this project is being able to recognize a problem that hasn't been illuminated yet and throwing a white hot spotlight on that. So I hope over the course of the next year we're able to find those actual numbers. But I can tell you, you know, it's thousands and thousands of kids. We do know that about 75% of the juvenile population in our juvenile prisons have some sort of diagnosable mental health issue. But what we don't know is how many of those kids also have intellectual and developmental disabilities. Mm-hmm. But according to the ARC, it is a lot.
More than there, if there's more than one, then there's too many.
Exactly.
Once again, the documentary airs tonight at 9 o'clock. It's Children of the Dumping Ground. It airs again Saturday night at 10 o'clock as well. And Karen, thank you for this. It's a really important film, and I don't know if it's irony or fate that today Jared Fogle gets sent to prison for child pornography and sexual crime, and it makes you wonder on a day like this about these types of topics.
Yes, and we're honored to cover children's issues exclusively at Calamari.
Okay. Thank you, Karen.
Thanks, Jill.